Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
Yo, Black, it's time.
Bird's timing, it's time, man.
One order radio, sister, 6 o'clock blitz.
I ain't no joke. I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure.
Warm it up, gang.
Peace.
One order in the building right now, baby. 6 o'clock blitz. CGSF
90.1
FM.
Burnaby SFU.
Tell me what's going on, people. What the hell is going on?
Sunshine. We got sunshine. Whole lot of sunshine lately.
Listen to this guy.
You know, been going back to my 70s jazz stuff, you know, and I'm really feeling inspired right now.
You know what it is, baby. I'm your host, Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams.
Alongside Guilty Black, brilliance illuminating another conscious knowledge, a good brother.
I love you, baby. Good Who we brother. Got on the decks tonight?
It's me, Digital.
Oh, fire.
Greetings, everyone.
Call the fireman. Call the fireman. Call the fire department. Call the other department over there, too. You know what I mean? Call District 36 all the way to District 72, baby. Fireman's in the house.
And we got a special guest in the building tonight. My man. The man. Crazy
Winter! Bomb, wagwan.
Yo,
what's big ups.
Mm-hmm.
Star.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Man, our community, you know, we had a little chat outside. Man's a real community, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yo, this is our bloodlines right here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It really is, though. We really are all one. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all of us are connected. You know what I'm saying?
Hence one order.
You know what I'm saying?
The pineal gland connects us all, baby.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Even an ant has connection to the pineal gland. You know,
he does.
Right? And he look does. How small an ant is, you know what I'm saying?
Look how strong an ant is.
Oh, man. Army, man. We was talking about these ants, man. These ants will knock you out, man. They will take your house down. They will colonize you like no colonizer.
Yo, man. Forget the ants.
Forget the ants.
I don't like no ants.
Yeah. Right now, we are burn fire.
We love the aunties, though. We love the aunties.
We love the aunties.
We love the aunties.
Shout out to all the aunties.
Not how the anti-crisis, but... I heard one of those is on the way. Who knows?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know, I got the whole thing down, right?
Tell
Tear me. And riff. The meaning.
Okay,
bust. Tear. It.
You know what I like.
And riff.
Ooh.
Tear.
And riff.
Tear.
And riff.
You get it?
Do the knowledge,
you
please. Because you know what I always say about words, man? Words are powerful, and you got to definitely know the meaning of these words, right?
Right.
Because they're right in front of your face.
Mm-hmm.
And look what it's causing.
Tear.
And riff.
Right?
Y'all, don't let the man bluff y'all out your mind, yo. You know what I mean? Remember, the pineal gland is a topic here with Grizz tonight.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying, my man? So what's up, baby? How you feeling?
I'm good, boy. Like, I'm chilling right now. You know, I was getting a lot of little things done today, you know, edits and meetings and just rearranging life and thing. Like, you know, like, I got Bridget, I've been working on bear projects on, like, the low skis and stuff, and like, I'm just starting to roll stuff out right now, and like, you know, making moves like in silence, you know, without violence.
Yeah, that's what time it is, right? You gotta protect the brand, you know what I mean?
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Protect the brand. So, what you popping with? What you got on the cook up right now?
Ah, shit. I got apologies. I got like two solo projects and another damaged goods collab that's like different than what we did before. One project is more on the new sound I'm on, more on like a dancehall, like drill-ish type vibe, or more like vibey, dancey type thing. Mm-hmm. That one's just going to be named after my namesake, which is Winter.
Winter!
And then the next project I'm going to drop later is very much more like deep, introspective, like kind of like classic boom bap type vibe with a lot of R&B on it. That one I'm calling Rule of Spear. Rule of Spear is basically what my Govi name means. My Govi name is Gerald, and then and that comes from the words Rule of Spear, which means to be a leader or to rule by the spear, you know what I mean? Someone to take action from, you know?
Mm.
And then the Damaged Goods remix project, we basically took like three songs we really liked off the project we just did, and then we remixed them into like drum and bass, dance, dubstep type vibes, and added two more tracks.
Mm.
We're calling that one the Damaged Remix, and that one's gonna drop soon. And then I have like a whole animated 5-minute feature for the original Damaged Goods project that's gonna be dropping around September. So I'm gonna when that remix project drops, the animated project drops to the original project. So we're giving that thing new life. And then I got a single coming out on the 30th, which we're gonna preview tonight, called "Little Did I," featuring Samantha Baker and DJ Mellowcat, who did a fantastic job playing the violin on that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean? That's a vibe in itself. I've been working, bro. Like, I've been low-key working, dog. Because I took like a good year off performing and like putting out music because I needed to get myself right. Oh, also, sorry, my guy. Also, me and Hardbody got a track called Kings, which is gonna come out this summer too. That's a big ting, big vibes. We're dropping that soon too.
Yeah, I heard that one over the phone. It was like, I don't want to say the hook, but it's fire.
Empowerment. Empowerment, know yourself, intelligence, black power. I don't like saying black excellence no more because I know what that actually means.
Uh-huh.
Right? So black empowerment, you know, for all the young boys out there who, like, need a little, to boost themselves up. So
yeah, man, they need a street daddy and a good one, right?
They need the street daddy.
You know what I mean?
My brother said it like that.
Right. We talking real here.
Yeah, man.
If you've
been down there,
the older God,
you know,
right?
You know what it is too, man. Yeah. I mean, especially like, you know, one of my sisters, you know, she called me the other night, right? And she's out there, right?
Mm.
And And she called me, right? And she was telling, you know, I was building with her, right? You know, because that's what God does. You know, we strive to elevate people even when they're, you know, down in the dirt, right? And so, you know, we was building. And you know, when you're in the streets, man, like, you know, you have those things like street daddies, you know what I mean? And street mamas and stuff.
For
you know,
sure. People who look out for you.
Yeah, her moms, her dads and all that. Yeah.
For sure. Most definitely, man. Like, that's real talk.
And that's culture, bro. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, you know, you West Indian, my dude. So it's like, you know, you wake up in the morning and stuff. And if you pass a neighbor without saying good morning or whatever, you know what I'm saying? We're not going to get into the politics of all that, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know
what
I'm going.
You know what I mean? When you get home, you have somebody to answer to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody will cuss you or somebody will be like, yo, why y'all rude?
You know
why y'all rude to the next people that I'm going to have to see them tomorrow or see them next day?
Right?
You know what I mean? Rude, they'll stick up your nose like you don't know nobody.
Right? Yeah. You know what I mean? Because as soon as that lady tell your mother, right? Yo,
Duffus.
You know what I'm saying? Right? And everybody knows, right? And that's a cultural thing, right?
Mm.
And I think that's where, you know, sometimes we get lost, right? Because it's like, it keeps the respect within the community.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right? You're not going to watch the next man's house get robbed without doing something. Right?
Yo,
or shooting off a man, right?
Yo,
you know what I mean?
Honestly, I agree with you because it's something I don't. I think that's I've always noticed as a problem, and I think that's because there's a lack of culture, our culture in the space we inhabit, is that there's nobody really stands up for people they don't know without, like, you know, for no reason. Like, if I was to take the bus one day, right, and there's some man I'm like harassing some woman on the bus, right, everybody else upon the bus not gonna say nothing. Everybody's gonna sit there, pretending I'll see what's happening. You know what I mean? And it's hard to me to have it, you know, having a good moral core or like
that could be your mother, that could be anybody.
Say something and be like, back yourself up, like leave her alone. And then next thing you know, like the bandwagon shows up and everybody's like, it's like, where was you?
Yeah, no doubt.
Where was you? I want to put myself at risk. Now you want to back me up because I have to be the one to lead.
Right.
Right.
And that's society though. That's life.
Yeah.
You know, it's always, you know, the one martyr, if he allows to live, if they allow him to live. Right.
Right.
And everybody else. But, you know, within death also, you know, there's that spirit where, you know, it goes into the other people and that fight continues, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, a lot of leaders we've had too, right?
I agreed. And I feel like I was just doing if you don't know, I also have a TikTok. It's called Big Grizz TV. And I do a lot of, like, movie reviews and, like opinion pieces and, like, hot takes or whatever. And I have a series on there I call, like, Saying the Quiet Part Out Loud. And I was just editing a video today to talk about how, like, you know, like, everything that's going on in America right now and everything else, like, we're getting real close to a point where revolution is, like, needed, right? We're getting real close to a point where, like, revolution is needed. People need to be able to stand up and puff their chests out and then, you know, fight for what they believe in, right? And because, you know, like, if you're going to keep trying to bury your head in the sand with something going on and something bad's happening and you don't speak up and say the right thing or not the right thing or say something, then you're going to let the continuation and of the separation continue, and they're going to walk all over you.
Well, that's what they know, right? They know, it doesn't matter. You know, they'll forget. We'll throw them something else in 2 weeks, and that will be, you know what I mean? That will be in the past, right?
Right.
And that's the problem, right? We can't forget. And you see, you know, and that's why these wars are going on, right? Like, war, I'm not an advocate of war. I do not promote it.
Mm.
But, you know, because some people don't forget.
No.
You know what I mean? They don't forget, and nor should they, right?
No, if you attack my people, you murder off my people, you kill my pickney, you kill my grandmother, you know what I mean?
Like, you rape my sister all these things in front of my eyes. Like,
right.
How do you think that individual is going
to
react?
Yeah, you and then you expect me to just move on. I'm not going to move on. Like, Bridget, I still have beef with people I remember from seventh grade. I see you on the street, you're done.
I let it go. I let it go and I feel great. I let it go and I feel great. You know
I let it go great. And I feel great for my own sanity. I mean? But if I see you upon the street and you hype up to me, bro, it's up. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like I'm looking for problems, but you don't expect me to, like, I might be able to forgive the actions of, you know, X, Y, and Z, but I'm not going to forget what you did. You know what I mean?
Remember when we was at the water park? You remember when we was at the water park, man? Yo, and he sprayed me? Man, yo, I don't forget that, yo.
You remember when you took my Dunkaroos from? And
my Dunkaroos? Word is bomb.
I tried to trade you, and then you open up your Dunkaroos. There's not a cracker in there. There's no nothing, but you take my full tank? Okay. Okay, Maceo.
And you know that there's people that hold on to that. And you know the thing about a resentment is that, you know, I heard it spoken by many wise people, is that a resentment is like drinking poison and expecting another person to die.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what resentment is, man. It's poison to your own heart and your mind, man. And your soul, man. And so, if you want to be free from that, you got to let go of that. You know what I'm saying? So, One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. Yo, Digi, let's get it cracking.
Yeah.
Free your mind and the rest will follow. Give me the number 7787822573. Let's go.
Let's get
me chant songs where Babylon fear. Me no want no preacher in a silk wear. Me spirit connect, me vision clear. Jah dey on the throne, me soul draw near. No King James spirit from the soul. Them can't trick I with them mind control. Me follow the order where ancient and old wisdom.
we spark up another one.
Fresh pack, a rolling paper, roll it up, spark up in the vapor. Thank goodness me get what me pay for. Inflation so load it, I contact me neighbor. Me love the flavor, I eat my saver. Me can't burn it all, split tail safe for later. Burn it in a Babylon face, me not cater. People them not like me behavior, but I will smoke the weed all through the night till the early morn. We can spark up all through the night. The break of dawn. Tomorrow I will take you around the world to the spin zone. And we can spark up any time of day. It's all good for me. Gone the weed, not the seed. Come from the earth, natural, can you see it? In a big Hollywood movie, it's a feature. You have great someone when it soon come to reach ya. It's never too late to go accept the fact that weed is not what they said it was back in my day. Never mind, go eat some chicken nugget, crab, fucking cheese, hot pocket, and go drink the Kool-Aid. I remember teacher telling me and principal that weed would never be legal, and them felt so regal. Look what I'm no generation X is sequel. Trust your science, go science your mother. Spliff a burn every day, I need to help me brother. Same people say if you don't do it, yeah, me bunna. Bunna spliff, just enjoy the summer. And I'ma smoke the weed all through the night till the early morn. We can spark up all through the night till the break of dawn. Tomorrow I will take you around the world to the spin zone. We can spark up any time of day. It's all good for me.
All good for me. Yo, say me not drink and stumble. Me smoke weed and fly. It's not a plane. You look, you see me up in the sky. Food for me brain. Me keep me meditation high. Send connect for the weed. No Wi-Fi. Watch, give me the grabber. Me herbs, me chalice pipe. The loading on my brain. So me not feel hype. I make we blaze it and spark up tonight. Yo, bling. Give me the light. Me say the spliff ignite. That boom joy amazing. Pass it, cut you know, no waiting now. So we spark up the chalice naturally, annually. We do this with no debating now. Hey, take some time out for yourself. We meditate in a different realms. Peace and joy, nothing not tense. When the ends are sensey, incense.
And I must smoke the weed all through the night. Till the early morn.
Till the early morn, yeah.
We can spark up all through the night. The break of dawn. Tomorrow I will take you around the world to the spin
zone.
And we can spark up any time of day. It's all good for me.
That's how we need.
All through the night.
All through the night.
Spark up all through the night.
Give me a light.
Durags and Tim's kind of hard to get a job. Back out on the block,
charge up to the game.
Young girl, she grew up in a rush. Had it bad, no doubt. She don't know who to trust. Every man she ever loved only wanna crush.
Charge up to the game.
But it's all gravy. Hey, baby, shots getting popped. The cops shut down the party. Jeans sag low, blow smoke out the notches. We've got a love for y'all, but y'all know now us.
We're swearing in suburban sweet chillies. Spend up all the dough on them crumbs and things.
Yeah, yeah.
Name our kids some funny names. Oh. Don't hate on us, we're fabulous. Little dancing divas up at the mall. Rocking cornrows, that's how we roll. Don't hate on us, we're
they met, he said how she was a dime, so naive that she believed every single line. 17, first time slip up, about to have a child.
Child back to the game.
Was just us and mom, single family home. She did the best she could, did it all alone. Met a man, but he will raise a child that's not his own. Oh no,
oh no,
but it's all gravy. Hey baby, shots getting popped, the cops shut down the party. Jeans side low, blow smoke on the Dutchess. We've got love for y'all, but y'all don't know us.
Swearing in suburban sweet chillies, stand up all the girls and them crows and things. Name our kids some funny names. Don't hate on us, we're fabulous. Prepaid spell is for local calls. Little dogs and divas up at the mall. Rocking cargo tits, that's how we roll. Don't hate on us, we're fabulous.
With all that we've got, and the mother, whatever, together we'll weather the storm.
Yeah.